Look what it says. See, let me just tell you something. What you see, everything you see is temporary. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Dear Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to be the teacher. I'm asking you to quicken this, make this alive. May you just help us to just see and understand the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. You ready? Everything you see is temporary. Do you understand? Hold your arm out and touch it. You are not a body. You are an eternal spirit that temporarily lives in this body. This is all temporary. We are eternal. We're going to spend eternity someplace. We're either going to be with God forever in heaven, eternal life, separated from God forever, eternal death. Do you understand? We are an eternal being that temporarily lives in a body. My wife and I, through the years, have moved a number of times, 31 to be exact, okay, from house to house. Besides, before we were married, we both ended up moving probably around 20 or 30 times in our lives. So we've moved a lot, okay? So you go to move into a house or wherever you're living, and you're there for a little time. That's a temporary dwelling. This is a temporary dwelling that the real James lives in. Do you understand? And, yep, there you go. There you go. When I met Jesus, I had no idea about most of the things that I understand now. I had no idea. But I was in a battle, and every single person in this place is in a battle for their own soul. Some people, like when people came here, there were some people I said today, I want you to get involved when the music is turned on. You could just sit there and try to dare us. You know, I dare you to try to do something in me. You know, you could sit there and do that. That's your choice. But if you get involved, it's you allowing God to work inside of you, you getting something out of it. When I met Jesus, I was in a battle. And I didn't know the devil hates me. He hates you. And he was after my soul to kill me. And when, as a drug dealer, I could have easily died. There was people around me that OD'd and didn't make it. There was people around me that committed suicide. There was people around me that went into jail. As a matter of fact, when I met Jesus, all the people that I was hanging out with were people that had either been in jail or were on their way there. My life was a wreck. And then when I met Jesus, it wasn't because I did something good. It's because Jesus, battling for me, came and presented something real simple. And it was the Word of God. He simply put me in a place where I began to read the Word of God. You and I both have a choice. What we're going to do. God today could be touching you. God today could be ministering to you. When Mike was coming here, listen to what I'm saying. When Mike was coming here, there was a lot of times Mike came here, he wasn't thinking exactly clearly, okay? There was choices he was making that were keeping him from hearing everything. But as he came here, one thing that he kept experiencing was love and acceptance in the presence of God. And he kept coming back here. I gotcha. And he kept coming back here. And he kept tasting of God. He kept tasting. And you and I, God surrounds us with his love, his mercy. But we're in a battle. The devil hates your guts. The devil wants to take you out. The devil doesn't want you to listen. The devil doesn't want you to read your Bible. The devil doesn't want you to be in church. You know why? Because he's in a battle. He's anti-Christ. Do you understand? He is against God. He's going to do everything he can to keep you away from God, keep you away from love, keep you away from acceptance, keep you away from forgiveness, keep you away from protection. We We want all the benefits of God without God. That's what people want. They want all the benefits of God without God. It doesn't work. When we turn our back on God, when we go our own way, we're prey to the devil. The devil could easily get us. Do you understand? He hates your guts. We, as time goes on, more and more in these next few days and weeks that are going to come by, we're going to see more and more people getting hurt. More and more people coming into desperate times. More and more people losing their jobs. More and more people becoming homeless. More and more people going out into eternity. Where did they go? We want some preacher to come at their funeral, stand up front, and say all these nice words. Oh, they were a nice person. Oh, of course they went to heaven. Without the blood of Jesus, they're not going to heaven. I don't care how nice they are. I don't care all the good things they do. I don't care how much you like them. It's Jesus Christ only. He is not a way to heaven. And Buddha being another way, and Confucius being another way, and Muhammad being another way. Those are all, if Jesus Christ is true, every one of them is a liar. I'm sorry, maybe I didn't make that clear. If Jesus is the truth, every other way is a liar. That's what Jesus says. John chapter 10, John chapter 14, if you didn't go any other place. I could take you to a bunch of places, but that's what Jesus said. My thought to you is, we are in a battle. God wants you more than Uncle Sam wants you. And Uncle Sam wants you a lot because he wants to control your life. Because he wants to control your life. But Jesus has your best interest at heart. Jesus loves you so much, he laid down his life for you and me. We are in a battle. The devil hates your guts. He's going to come against you in every way that he can. He wants to take you out. Do you know that the devil will let you do anything to keep you away from Jesus? He'll let you do good things, build hospitals, help the poor. He'll let you even go to church and maybe even be a preacher to keep you away from God. You get all caught up in yourself and what you're doing, but it's not what God's doing. Are you understand what I'm saying? The devil hates you. Because he hates God. And you are made in God's image. And God has a purpose for your life. I'm not talking about what I'm talking about what Jesus says. When I met Jesus, it's like I had already lived on the dark side. If you could do it wrong, I had already done it. And when I met Jesus, I was so amazed that he loved me so much that he, not only did he just die for me, but one of the things that really catches my attention is that for 20 years, while I was a knucklehead with my hands on the steering wheel, a control freak doing what I wanted, the way I wanted, when I wanted, how I wanted, he was merciful. He was kind. He protected me. I had a head accident where I could have died. My mother quit her job, saving me in the hospital because they thought I was going to die. I got a fractured skull from temple to temple. And, you know, they thought I was going to die. And it changed my life. And what I'm saying is, he had mercy on me. And the thing that just surprises me so much is that he had mercy on me. And he was willing to wait in line while I put everything else in front of him. While I took him for granted. And he just kept pursuing me. One of the reasons people keep coming back to this coffee bar It's not necessarily because the coffee always tastes good, because sometimes I make it and it don't taste good. Okay? It's because when they come here, what they're finding is the presence of God. What they're finding is love. What they're finding is acceptance. Where they're at, and yet pointing them to Jesus. Not saying, oh, it's okay living your sin, because it's not. Because sin will hurt you. We are in a battle, and we don't even realize it because all we see is this. All we see is flesh. All we see is temporary. And we end up living for this, and we're miserable. But there's people that you get around that are living for Jesus, that are full of Jesus. They talk to you about Jesus, and you just think, oh, he's just overboard. He just talks about Jesus all the time. And you know what? But why do you keep coming around? Because there's something inside of them. There's something when you come around, you get loved and you get accepted. And they're willing to wait in line, putting up with, if you want to call it that, whatever it is you have to go through to get to a place to where you accept him. Do you know what I'm saying? They're patient. They're kind about it. They're gentle. They're loving. And they care about you. But it's not them. Because they're selfish just like you are. They're sinful just like you are. But what makes a difference is Jesus being inside of them ends up loving you. Because they let him flow. The devil hates your guts. Would you do me a favor? Say that with me. The devil hates my guts. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. The devil hates my guts. I'm sorry, I can't even hear you. The devil hates my guts. I'm just going to keep looking around the room till I see everybody doing it. I would need everybody helping me. The devil hates my guts. Okay, daughter. The devil hates my guts. Did you hear me, Daniel? I didn't hear you. The devil hates my guts. Do you know who loves you? What's his name? Don't ever forget that. I was waiting for you to do that.
Please, if you will, envision our Lord and Savior after being set up by one of his own disciples, while others that had served with him run away in his greatest need. He now being demoralized, tortured, beaten, skin ripped off his body, spit upon, cursed, forced to carry his own cross, then having nails driven through his wrist and feet, after pompously having a crown of thorns smashed over his brow. Envision, if you can, his raw back, now subject to lying on a rough, sawn wooden cross full of splinters. After being forced to lie down and then lift up so that he on the cross would fit snugly in a hole in the ground so that all those around him could laugh and taunt him. And after all that, our Christ leans forward, supported only by the nails in his wrist, looked down at all mankind, past, present, and future, through his own blood, sweat, and tears, and says to the Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Salvation is two-part. It's repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance. Some churches have made that word real hard. Would you go to Africa for God? Would you quit smoking, quit drinking, quit swearing, quit watching TV, quit going to movies, quit dancing, quit? But you know, it didn't say repentance from. It said repentance toward God. God wants your heart. God wants your love. Eternal life is to know God, to know Him intimately, personally. That's what God wants. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. The goodness of God, when you see how good He is, how loving He is, everything you've ached for down inside is in God. He created you to love you, to be in relationship with you. What He wants in repentance is a life that says, I want God to be my life. I want to give my life to Him. I want Him to be my Father. I want to know Him. I want to know Him and walk with Him. Know His love. The goodness of God is what causes us to want God. And then the only way we can have God, because He's holy and pure and good, is Jesus took our sin and He paid for it. Only innocent blood is the payment for sin. Only Jesus had innocent blood because He is God. The Holy Spirit came upon Virgin Mary and placed the life of Jesus inside her womb. He did not have the blood of a human man, and sin is passed through the blood of a father. He had no sin in His blood, and He would have never had to die. But He volunteered to die in your place, to let His blood pay for your sin, so that you could come to know the Father God. When we come to Christ and we say, I want to give my life to God, I want to know God. I want Him to have my life. I bring all my sin to Jesus, and I make Jesus the payment for my sin. We have this red velvet draped from our cross up here. It represents the blood of Jesus. And you know, bringing your life to God is that simple. You can't stop sinning. You can't. But you can be tired of your sin and not want it anymore. And God will begin to change how you think, how you feel as you come into Him and He comes to live inside of you. Just want to make the offer that God made this morning. The blood of Jesus is available to you. If you want God to be your life, bring all your sin to the blood of Jesus. This is your altar call this morning. We're going to play some music. If you want to come and bring your life to Jesus for the first time, it only takes one time because it's eternal. Come to the blood of Jesus this morning. If you've wandered away from Him and you want to come back to Him, come this morning. Just put on some music.